Hello, hello, and welcome back to yet another episode. I am so excited for this one, you guys. As I told you in the last episode, I have really been looking forward to having guests on this podcast. I wanted to bring you guys specialists. I wanted to bring you people that I've personally have been looking up to and have learned from. And today I bring you Autumn, who is a holistic health coach. Her and I actually met at an event that we were both invited to, and we instantly clicked. I just felt like I really related to her story, and I'm so excited for you guys to learn more about her. We talked so much about all things health and wellness related, including spirituality and mindset and how much that actually plays a role in your overall health, because I know that a lot of times we do talk about health and wellness just being one of those things that's very food focused and habit focused. I feel like your mental health should also be a huge part of that, and your relationship to yourself. And that is like a big topic that we talk about here. We also talk about health and being your own advocate in a doctor's office. I'm so excited to bring you guys this episode. I feel like it was so fun. If you guys are interested in checking out Autumn, she has an Instagram called She's Plant Based. She has been plant based for about 7 years now, and she's recently started eating fish and introducing fish for health reasons. But she posts tons and tons of really great recipes on her Instagram account, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you're interested in checking her out, she also has her own podcast. It's amazing. I'm so excited for this episode, and I hope that you guys enjoy it as much as I did.
Thank you so much for coming on this podcast. I'm so excited to have you. If you could just give us a little bit and just some information about yourself, what you do, how you got here.
Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited. My name is Autumn. I'm a holistic health coach. My Instagram is She's plant-based. I just remember at a very young age dealing with mental health, depression, and anxiety, and not knowing what it was at the time. But as I got older, I kind of realized, wow, like I'm dealing with a lot of like mental issues, and I've been struggling from a very young age. In my younger years, like early teens up into like my early 20s, I was struggling with an eating disorder. I struggled with abusing substances like alcohol and just got into partying and just went kind of down a dark route. And then after hitting rock bottom, I was like, I need to change. I need to do something. I don't want to be feeling this way. I didn't feel good physically, mentally, emotionally. I just knew something was off, but I just didn't know how to like get there. I didn't know how to get better. And I was too scared to, you know, tell my parents that there was something wrong. I was, you know, too scared to go to the doctors because every time I went there, they tried putting me on medication. During this time, I was on 4 different medications, and then also under eating and partying and just overworking my body. Didn't want to feel this way. So I just started doing a bunch of research just about health and wellness. And during this time, like my view of healthy eating, and I'm sure you can relate to this, was calorie counting. That was just like really, really big. I remember on YouTube when I was like 19 years old. So this is when I discovered plant-based eating, and it really shifted a lot of things because I'm like, wow, like food is so amazing. Food is so healing. Food is so nourishing, where I thought food was just like a calorie. I thought food was just a number, but I'm like, it does more than that. So I really began just healing first with food. And then I started feeling better, and I was like, wow, I kept wanting to chase this feeling. And so over time, you know, my spiritual practice kind of developed. I got into yoga, meditating, journaling, just a lot of like self-reflection and discovery. And I really began seeing everything in my life changed. Showing up to school and to work was really easy. I started performing better. I started feeling better. And because I just felt so good, I was like, I really want to, you know, teach people how to feel their best and how to access that, because I've hit rock bottom. I've been at my lowest points, and I know what it's like to struggle. And I saw other people in the space becoming health coaches. Like, this is so cool. This is something that really aligns with me. And then so I became a health coach in 2020. And yeah, that's kind of just changed everything for me.
I relate to so much of what you said, kind of the mental health issues and then the physical issues also manifesting themselves and showing themselves. And I think that the mental health stuff, it always comes first. That's always kind of like the indicator. Okay, something feels off, but it's so easily dismissed, and not because it doesn't feel tangible. It doesn't feel like something that you can pinpoint of like, you just know you feel off, but you can't say, oh, this hurts here or it hurts here. It's just like this overall overwhelming feeling. It's so interesting to meet women who struggle with the same issues, because there's this pattern of we all struggle with mental health, and then we all run into the obsession of tracking food and some kind of like disordered view of food and your body. And then a lot of the times they'll have like relationship issues down the line, kind of like a pattern that most women go through, which is extremely terrifying, frankly, and frustrating. But I'm so glad that you found your way out of that and became a holistic coach. I'd love to know more about what you do, how you work with clients, and like what your clientele looks like. I was diagnosed with PCOS, and if I had just had someone at the time of my diagnosis be there for me and tell me like, hey, maybe I don't know everything, but I'm going to help you figure this out in a way that we don't need to introduce more pills into your life, I would have loved to have someone there just being on my team, on my side, being like, I don't know everything, but I know that I'm going to fight for you and I'm going to help you get through this. I think it's so amazing. So I would just love to know more about what you do in that realm.
Totally relate to that. And I felt the same way when I would go into a doctor's office. They're like, here you go, like talk to me for 10 seconds and like figure everything else out. And I wish I had someone kind of by my side. And I think that's what really motivated me. It was like, I don't want people to have to feel like they're in the dark and they have to navigate this space alone, because sometimes we're not always heard in the doctor's office, unfortunately. We're used as a way to prevent these, you know, things that are going on from getting a lot worse. And really, for me personally, building more self-awareness and self-discovery. But the school that I went to was IIN, it's the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I just really love the school and just their philosophy. And what they really instill in their students is what's called primary and secondary food. So secondary food is the food that is on your plate and that comes second, whereas primary food are things like, you know, career, relationships, physical activity, spirituality, all of these things that we typically don't look at as health. We always think food comes first and we have to change our diet. But in reality, we kind of have to change what's going on in our own inner world or in our environment that can be affecting our health. And I found that because I work with all women, with every woman I was talking to, like it was never about the food and it was about such like a deeper issue, something that they're avoiding. And they were using food as a way to, you know, control something, or if they were emotional eating, it was avoiding things that have gone on in their past. What I like to work with my clients is called shadow work. So looking at your shadow self, it's the aspect that we typically don't like to look at, but this really helps you understand, you know, your thoughts, your ideas about yourself. What I found is a lot of people know what their healthiest version of themselves look like, but they can't get there because subconsciously they believe a different story. So you have to get the subconscious on board in order to see that shift in your reality. Set, you know, 2 to 3 goals in each session, and then I give them homework for the next 2 weeks, and then they come back and I check in and I see how they're doing. And I also, you know, I help them with their diet as well, like journaling, meditating, you know, connecting with nature, how to, you know, connect with themselves, how to be their own best friend, how to cultivate self-love, self-compassion, all these things that, you know, are typically not taught.
So unfortunately not taught. I'm so frustrated that these are not tools that we learn in school. How to ask yourself, how am I feeling in this situation? I think so much of the time we rely on our fight or flight that happened to me for so long. I actually, this is crazy, you know, when the pandemic first hit and I was like, okay, well, I guess now I really don't have any excuses. So I went to therapy and I was like, I need to rewrite this story, this thing that happened in my past when I was a kid. I moved to the United States from Ukraine, actually. And it was really traumatic in a sense. And from that moment on, I was constantly functioning in a fight or flight and always using people pleasing techniques and just wanting so badly to not stand out, because for when I moved, I was 10 years old and I stood out like crazy and it was so traumatic and really developed, like I had all these fears and abandonment issues and views about the world that were just, I had to rewrite them. And it's crazy because you feel like when you do, you're waking up from this dream. You're like, I've realized that I've been watching my life unfold from like a third party perspective. And I look at my memories sometimes, I'm like, it's as if I was outside of my body looking in, not experiencing them through me, and being like, how do I feel in this moment? And that, like, I think many women go through that. I think a lot of us are just taught to worry more about what other people are thinking and how they're perceiving you. And then that causes, and that's what I'm saying, there's this pattern of like, mm-hmm. then you develop body image issues, and then you don't know how to communicate in relationships, and then you have attachment problems. And it's like, yeah, if you, you know, food is so important, of course, but if you don't tackle your own core system belief about yourself, who you are, what do you think you deserve, how you feel on the inside, how you treat yourself, then food and all the other stuff can just go out the window, because you don't even believe that you deserve that stuff. So of course you're not going to stick to it. One of the most common questions that I get is, how have you stayed motivated for so long? How is it that you continue to stay motivated? And I'm like, you have to hit rock bottom. And rock bottom looks very different for people. But for me, it was like, once my health really took a turn, I was like, okay, I know that I cannot function this way. I can't live this way. I have to do something about it. So for me, it's like, there was no other choice. And that it was either you get better or you stay in this horrible space, and you can't stay in that horrible space. So it's like, you have to just ask yourself, like, do I want to live this way the rest of my life? And if the answer is no, then you have to get up and you have to put in that work. And sometimes it's not fun. You know, what I'd love to know about your opinion, because I came out of the fitness industry. Like, I was weightlifting, I was tracking my macros. I really had this idea that this is what health looks like. And it wasn't until I took a step back, I realized how extremely disordered that was. And all the food that I was putting in my body that I viewed as healthy was actually just horrible for my gut health and my skin health and all the things. So like, do you find that there are problematic things in that industry, and what would you like to see change, especially as a holistic coach and then a coach that works with women? Because I think there's just this big difference between the way that men and women eat and sleep and should train. And yeah, I'd love to know your opinion on that.
No, I'm glad you brought this up. I think it's such an interesting topic, because I think that the fitness space is very like male dominant. A big thing that is promoted is you're only healthy if you're skinny. And I think so many women, even including myself, I was striving for like that skinniest version of myself. And then I got there and I'm like, wow, I feel so empty inside. I'm stressed more than ever. I don't feel good. I'm dealing with gut issues. My hormones are, you know, crazy. I'm dealing with acne and I just didn't feel good. After chasing that image and the unrealistic expectations that are set upon women based off of, you know, the people that you see in the fitness industry, I'm like, little do we know, like all those other women are struggling. And I've seen so many stories of these women that I followed when I was younger, even in the fitness industry. And they've came out years later, you know, saying that they lost their period, they were struggling mentally, they were struggling emotionally. So a lot of like what is being promoted isn't, you know, really realistic or sustainable. It may work, you know, the first few months, but then later down the line, it's really going to begin to hit you and affect you. And that's something that I personally felt. I remember going to the gym for, you know, 2 hours a day because I thought, you know, I had to, and I was counting my calories because that's what I heard all these fitness people saying, like calories in, calories out, and, you know, being so hard on tracking like macros or even like cutting out carbs and trying to incorporate just all protein. And I think too, just seeing a very similar like body type being promoted can be very harmful. And again, like I said, set unrealistic expectations, leading women to feel negatively about themselves. I remember I was doing the Stairmaster for 45 minutes. I'm like, I hate doing the Stairmaster. At the time, I was like, I don't even like lifting weights. I don't even want to be doing this. And that in itself, like that stress and pressure that I put on myself was just causing me to feel more inflamed, was causing my gut issues, was causing me to feel off mentally. So it's important to like check in with yourself and just ask yourself, do I even like this? Does it matter if, you know, your favorite influencer is doing this workout or eating this way? Like, does this make me feel good? Do I like doing this type of workout? So I think that health is, it's complex. It's not that simple. like what's the fitness industry likes to promote. It's not this like math equation. If you do this workout, if you burn this amount of calories, you're going to look like this. Like there's so many other factors that come into play. And that's why I love holistic health, because it looks at all these different aspects of your life, your environment. That plays a huge role into how you look and feel. I remember when I was living at my parents' house, I was doing all the right things. I was working out, I was eating healthy, but I was living in a toxic environment. Therefore, my body was holding on to all this stress and tension. And then once I moved, everything was great. And I was like, wow, that was like the one thing that I had to change, where I felt, you know, so much shame of like, oh, I'm not eating well enough, I'm not working out enough. And I'm like, it had nothing to do with that. So it's too hard to just look at something like fitness and be like, okay, this is going to solve everything. It's just one aspect.
As you're talking, I'm like, I want to ask about this. I want to ask about this. You said it's not just calories in versus calories out. And I've been screaming this from the rooftops since I got on TikTok. My TikTok is very kind of PCOS focused. And I've been trying to help people understand that, like, yes, calories in versus calories out is scientifically, like, there is, it makes sense. It's math. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to your body, I would take math and throw it out the window, because your body is so, like, we are such fluid human beings, and calories in versus calories out doesn't work if your hormones are off track and you have estrogen dominance, or you have your progesterone's off, or you have too much testosterone and things aren't working properly. Your body's not on a cycle. And that's especially for women. I would love to, like, you know, let's say you have a client who comes in and they're like, so I've been doing the calories in versus calories out. I'm actually gaining weight. Like, what would be your advice? What would you tell them? Where should they start?
Is my client, you know, eating enough? I have found with a lot of clients that they're under eating with calorie counting, and if they're exercising, like, this is just causing a lot of stress and inflammation in the body. What we're taught is, oh, less is better. Not necessarily. And that's something that I experienced when I was younger. I remember when I was under eating, I was so inflamed. I was gaining weight, and I didn't understand, because what happens is our body goes into fight or flight, and then it begins to store anything as fat. Making sure that my client is eating enough. And also, like, a big thing that I've been focusing on is where I'm at in my cycle and, like, the different phases. My hunger is different all the time. Like, right before my period, my luteal phase, I am so hungry. And I honor that. And I'm not tracking how many calories I'm eating, because I'm going back to my body and intuitive eating, intuitive living. What does my body need right now? Being intuitive with it, I think that's something that I really like to teach my clients a lot about, is trusting your body, trusting your inner wisdom. Like, our body is so intelligent. And I think a lot of people underestimate it.
It always goes back down to your intuition, right? Once again, from childhood, we're constantly taught to kind of dismiss that intuition. Something that really stood out to me, and that actually happened recently, was my boyfriend's brother, he's 20 years old. And we were in the car, we were listening to another podcast, and we were discussing how we used to be able to trust our intuition until they figured out how to monetize it, and how to basically, you know, food wise, they've now created all this other fake food that can kind of play into that. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, I don't know, because I'm craving a Twinkie. I'm craving this. And it's like, if you're craving something that's very fat filled and sugar filled, you're most likely craving that sugar and you're craving that fat, and you can get it from other sources. Doesn't mean don't have the Twinkie, like, have it if you want every once in a while. But if you're craving it all the time, it's like, can you look inward and be like, hey, maybe I'm craving other stuff from there? And also realizing that, like, yeah, there are companies profiting off of your, it used to be our intuition, and it's a very easy way to, like, tell what you want to eat. And now it's confusing, but it's just like, if you know your why, if you know why you're eating the way that you're eating, and if you know why you're moving the way that you're moving, it helps so much. If you're like, I want to live a long and healthy life, I want to be able to move, I want, when I'm really old, I want to be able to, like, run after my great grandkids or something like that. That is such a different goal, and can really shift your perspective on food as well. Because if you're like, well, I just want to look a certain way, then of course, you can count macros and you can track your calories and do all of that, and you will get there. I'm sure you will. But is that going to be sustainable and get you through your entire life? I would love to know if you have any recommendations for people who are struggling with chronic symptoms and they don't know where to start. Let's say someone's like, hey, I do feel really inflamed. I have gut issues. Where do I start? Maybe they're not eating that healthy. Maybe they're kind of new to all of this. What would be the top three things that they could do in their life right now?
Try to look at it in a different light as like information versus like something bad is happening. So if you feel like, you know, your gut is inflamed or you're dealing with, you know, acne or hormones or whatever that it is, just begin to look at it and kind of observe it and just be like, okay, when did this first start? Like, when did I notice this? And then what has happened in between, you know, now and then? Like, what has, you know, what can I narrow down that has maybe caused this? And a lot of people will be like, oh, wow, like, you know, I started introducing this food into my diet, or started using this new product, or I got into a toxic relationship, which is causing a lot of stress. You know, I'm living in a new environment and I don't feel comfortable or good in it. So that's going to really help you kind of like identify what has been causing this issue, how it manifested, is getting down to the root of it. And I think like taking small steps towards it. So if we're talking about something like chronic illness, so I think a great place to start is kind of just simple changes with your diet. So moving towards like an anti-inflammatory diet, doing things that are going to help you reduce your stress. So incorporating kind of a mindfulness practice. I personally love to like meditate. I love to journal, you know, going on walks, spending time out inside nature. Even like showers are so therapeutic for me. So there's really like no right or wrong way when it comes to practicing mindfulness, but anything that's going to help like calm your nervous system and ground you and help you feel center, I always suggest doing that. And really, again, just trying to let go of like any blame and like looking at this as like such a bad thing, but really beginning to look at it as information and kind of just taking those steps of like, what can I change in my lifestyle? What are small little things that I can do? What are things that are in my control? So that's like food, you know, exercise, the way that you think, even looking at things of like, you know, having too much sugar in your diet or drinking too much alcohol, things that are going to cause, you know, more stress and inflammation, and trying to kind of, you know, begin to crowd out is a good term I like to use. Adding things in versus taking things out. So instead of thinking about, oh, I have to take all these things out of my diet or my lifestyle, no, think about adding in some more vegetables, adding in a walk each day, adding in time to, you know, for yourself, you know, to go take a yoga class, to go read, adding in little things that are just going to help with your overall well-being.
I love the idea of adding things in. Yeah, adding in daylight in the morning, or like sunshine in the morning, mm-hmm. adding in more water, adding in minerals, like all these different little things that you can add, and you don't have to take everything out except for maybe the toxic relationships if you can, or just managing them. Sometimes you can't take out sometimes it's your family and you're like, I'm stuck with you, but can you manage it better? Can you set more boundaries? Can you be your own advocate? That is, yeah, that's like where I would start as well. But thank you so much for coming on. It has been such a pleasure. I'm so excited for this episode to come out. One more time, if you could tell them your Instagram handle, and if they wanted to apply to work with you, where do they go?
So my Instagram handle is @shesplantbased. I share a lot of information about my coaching, you know, on stories. I'm usually posting a lot there, but I do have a website, which is linked, you know, it's in my bio. It's shesplantbased.com, and all my coaching information is on there. And thank you so much for having me on here. This is such an amazing conversation, and I feel like we both relate to each other so much and have gone through similar things, so it's nice just talking about it.
Oh, so nice. I'd love to do a part two. I just don't want to hold you too long, and also the meeting time is unfortunately running out. Thank you again for coming on.